Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If the National League ever went to the DH, I'd be so annoyed. It's so much better. Listen, I know I'm a pro National League guy. God forbid the NL ever touch the DH. Let them play in the minor leagues. I don't care. College, let them play all over the place. I don't want the National League anywhere near me with the DH. Games are too long. There's no strategy as much. I don't want it there.
The only thing wrong with I'll listen to a fair debate about the DH or non-DH. I think there's some pluses. I think there's some minuses on both. I think it does keep certain players in the game who are good offensive players that would not play nearly as much. So I do think there's some positives to it. I do think some negatives to it. So I'm not going to be look down my nose at it, nor am I going to be someone who says it has to happen. The only thing I would say that hurts the National League is they are now the only league in the world that does not use a DH. I mean, it has been adopted in every other level of baseball in the world on any amateur or professional level except for the National League. They're the only one left in the world that doesn't, and then they use it when it's to their convenience.
No, in preseason.
They shouldn't use it. If it is such a bad thing, they should never put their hands on it. They should never touch it. They use it when it's to their convenience.
Here's what I would say about it, though. DiMaggio, well, Mantle, again, Garrick, and Ruth, Ted Williams, they never had the DH.
I understand.
Why? Because we can see Edgar Martinez limp around the bases. He can hit. You're supposed to play the game. You're supposed to be able to go out there and play the position.
But rules
that's
change.
Part of the deal.
Rules change in every sport, though. I mean, that's like saying there's never any progress. I mean, then you could never have progress. If you're gonna say everything has to be as it was in the 1920s, you'd never have progress.
But to play a sport, you're supposed to be able to play the sport. You're not supposed to be able to
well,
serve.
Well, football used to be that you had to play both ways. Why wasn't that a good thing?
Well, I mean, that's also 50 years ago. That's Bednarik, 1960.
Well, why wasn't that a good thing?
Well, I mean, I that's a fair point, but I think the sports, it's a little, I got to think about that answer. But I mean, the bottom line is, Listen, I don't want to sound like an NL snob, and I know a lot of
National
League guys
people
do
sound like snobs.
I understand that.
You see, NL people act like, oh, don't touch my game, don't touch. And that bothers me because listen, the NL game is not that complicated. Okay, we all played baseball that way our whole lives before there was a DH. It's not that complicated. They overdo how complicated it is to double switch. I mean, it's the most overrated thing in the history of mankind. It's not that big a deal, but I don't mind that. But you know what? They do kind of make it
there's
a lot of snobbery when they talk about the DH.
But to me, the DH is a gimmick. And I mean, the idea is that if
it's a gimmick, why has every other aspect of organized baseball adopted it? There's no other league that has not adopted it planet.
Well, Little League is easy. You get an extra guy in at bat. I can answer
that. How about college?
Well, college,
every other minor league?
Because they don't want to get the pitchers hurt. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of the injury aspect. Why have a pitcher waste his time hitting? Little League, it's simple. They want to get the 10th guy up there to hit a ball.
How about minor leagues?
Well, I mean, I think basically, Mike, because I don't want the pitchers, and they got these high-priced pitchers. They feel, what's the point of having a pitcher hit? I don't have the answer for you on that. I think it's just easier. I think it's convenient to have a universal scenario. I can't answer that. But, I mean, the bottom line is, to me, I love the game the way it is without the DH. Now, I understand that sometimes you got the 8-9-1 inning.
See, the DH would never.
I like it much better.
The DH would never have been put in this era of baseball. The DH was put in because of the fact that the offense was really being taken out of baseball. We were running into very bad level offense was not very good. You're coming off the late 60s where the level offense was very bad. They made rule changes in 69 to help the hitter. And then you had 72 was it 72 or 73, whatever it was, the beginning of the DH. I think it was 70, end of 72, beginning of 73.
One of those
Bloomberg
years.
Bloomberg was the first DH. I think it was the first at bat of 73.
I think you might be right.
So you're in that era where it was the era where there was not a lot of offense in baseball. Nowadays, I don't think they would ever adopt it. But the point of the matter is that there are some positives to it. I really believe that. There are some players you'd like to see offensively who, you know, a guy like Edmundo Martinez never would have played. He had nowhere to play. He couldn't.
Well, they would have found him a position, but they would have not have been a good defensive player.
A very good offensive player. I mean, I think you can say, oh, it makes it much harder on the pitcher, which it does. There's some positives, some negatives, and I don't mind the person who doesn't like it. I really don't. I don't like the idea that, oh, you know, please don't talk to me about it. That bothers me. It's not that complicated. But the point of the matter is, the only thing I think that hurts it is the fact that if the American League was the only ones who played with a DH, it'd be a gimmick. It's not a gimmick when the rest of the world, the only league that doesn't play with a DH is the National League in the whole world.
Mike, I don't have the answers for that. I don't care whether they play with the DH and the Sally League is not that important to me.
But what league? Wait a second. But if the way to play is the National League way, why does no one else play that way anymore?
I think it all has to do with, Mike, in the minor leagues, to give your guys a chance to develop and become good hitters.
What about high school, college?
Well, I mean, I think it all becomes. I think the minor league teams, they want to do it. They want to get prospects to hit, and hitting is where it's all about anyway. And having a pitcher hit doesn't serve any purpose if you're a minor league franchise, because what are you getting out of that? But if you have your 19-year-old kid who you just drafted, and he can be a DH and get an extra bat in the lineup, he can progress up the ladder a lot quicker than he could under normal circumstances.
The one thing where Hank professed it wrong. But the one thing where Hank actually, if he had said it this way, would have said something that makes sense. I develop a player on every single level to specialize this way, and he doesn't have to hit, and he doesn't have to run the bases, except when I go to a National League park. I don't practice him any other way with that anymore. Why should I jeopardize him in any way by those 12 or 18 or 9 games I play that year in that park? If he had said it like that, he had a point. He didn't say it that way. He said it dumbly. But if he had said it that way, he's right.
What, a pitcher can't run around the bases? He gets himself hurt.
But he doesn't ever do it. Where does he do it?
Well, he runs in the outfield all the time, getting ready for his
starts.
Where
does he get to play? If he doesn't play in an NL park, when does he ever, ever go on a base pass?
Mike, it's a freak injury. I mean, he runs constantly. The pitchers run all the time in the outfield. I mean, he can run in batting practice around
the park. But why would he? He doesn't play.
Mike, he's a 26-year-old guy. You should be able to run around the bases. I mean, he's 26 years of age. He's not a 90-year-old man.
The point is, he is a specialist. He is trained as a specialist.
I'm not asking him to hit. I'm asking him just to run around.
You're asking him to hit, too.
Strike out. He got hurt here running the bases. Run around the bases a couple times. Not a big deal.
But the point,
run around.
The point of the matter is, though, he has nowhere else to hone his craft at any other time.
But see, you're making it sound like running around the bases is honing your craft. That's not honing your craft.
What about hitting,
run around the bases. But they don't hit anyway with the to make.
When
they give up
hit?
The out. But they give up the out. I mean, who cares if they don't hit? You give up the three strikes, you get out. I mean, the bottom line is it's not a craft to run from first to second, second to third, third to home. If you're a 25-year-old professional athlete who runs every day because you're a pitcher, you should be able to run around the bases, navigate, and not get hurt. I don't know what happened here with Wong.
The point of the matter, though, is that I can have a player who I don't ask him to do that ever. I sign him. He hasn't done it on a college level. He hasn't done it on a high school level. He hasn't done it on a minor league level. I've never asked him to do this ever. Ever.
Mike, it's running around the bases.
I've never asked him to do this.
You know, the pinch hit in the eighth inning with the game on the line.
But I've never asked him to do it.
But you're making it sound like it's a craft. All he's got to do is run from first to second, second to short. You, as a 26-year-old professional athlete, you have to be able to do that. That's not a craft.
Where the NL gets hurt, in my mind, is where they're the only league left in the world that doesn't have the deal. They're the only league left in the world. There's no other league in the world.
Well, we explained why the minor leagues don't have it, Mike.
Why?
They want to have the prospects hit.
Well, why does college
because
have it?
Well, college also has the aluminum bat. So what do I handle? How do I handle that?
They got the aluminum bat. What does that have to mean?
Well, they got the aluminum bat. They're the only league that's got the aluminum bat, so they have the DH. What's the big deal?
But what does the aluminum bat have to do with the DH?
Mike, I don't know why the colleges do it. I mean, they don't want the pitchers to hit. They want more offense. You'd have to go ask the colleges.
If the right way to... if the right way to play is the way the NL plays, as every NL people will tell you, why does no one else in the world play like the NL?
Well, why does
anybody play the AL?
Why do all the American League managers, La Russa, Cox, Torrey, who said it three or four times this year, always say, you know what? National League Baseball is much better.
That's not an answer.
I enjoy managing better.
But that's
not
an answer.
It's
not an answer.
But guys who manage in both leagues, they say that the league that they play in the National League is better than the American League.
But if it's better, why has everybody adopted the AL way of playing baseball?
If that's the case, then why hasn't the National League done it yet? If it's
so much
better,
because the National never going to do it because they're stubborn. Well, because they're stubborn because the American League did it and they don't want to do it.
I don't think that's the reason.
I think the National League, not for me, it isn't.
I'm not stubborn. It's a better league. It's better baseball.
It's not better baseball. Who says it's better baseball?
The game is better, Mike, in the National League. Nothing. Eighth inning of a World Series game, whether to take the pitcher out or leave him in a big spot, that is more interesting than whether the guy just gets up there and
I can talk about how I minimize the challenges for the pitcher. I don't give the pitcher free outs. I don't give the pitcher ability to pitch around people,
Mike,
and then get the next out.
But for 100 years, this is the way the game was played. Walter Johnson had free outs.
Sadie Koufax had free outs.
Now we don't have free outs.
Wait a second.
From baseball, from 1850 to 1973, we had free outs. Now we don't have free outs? Why is that the case?
They've been playing American League baseball
since 1973.
That's a long time.
Okay, but from 1875,
absolutely.
100 years, Sandy Koufax, Tom Seaver, why do we go to two platoon football? Why do we go to two platoon football? Probably the injury factor.
Why do we change the way basketball was played?
Because we used a couple of extra players.
Why do we change the way every sport's been changed since the way it was indoctrinated? They all changed.
Mike, that's the DHs. I mean, you know.
But here's the thing. You would have a better rule if the only league that played with the DH was the American League. It would be a gimmick. The only league that plays with the pitcher hitting is the National League, or nowhere else on the planet is there a league where they don't use a DH.
But we explain the minor leagues properly.
Why?
If you're a prospect in the minor leagues, you're a hitter. You don't want your team. Why would you want your pitcher hitting? You want to build prospects. You want to give them a chance to swing the bat. You want to find out they can hit. That's all a process. Having the pitcher in the minor leagues is stupid.
Why?
Because he's not going to help you hit in the major leagues.
But you can build a 20-year.
Yes, it is.
Because you can
have an extra guy on your team swinging the bat, and you make the major leagues by swinging the bat. A pitcher doesn't make the major leagues by swinging the bat, but the prospect does. So it makes sense to give that guy an extra swing in that spot.
Well, then if it doesn't matter that the pitcher swings the bat, then why have the pitcher ever swing the bat?
Well, the National League, they swing the bat. I mean, because that's the way they've done it for 100 years.
That doesn't make it right.
Oh, yes, it does. Babe Ruth played it this way. Sandy Koufax played it this way.
The game was invented this way. That can't be the answer. Babe Ruth played this way.
But the bottom line is, the game is played this way.
I'll do it this way.
The National League has played it this way. And they were the first league. They played it this way since 1865. They have played no DH in 150 years. They obviously think it's a good idea.
You don't think it hurts the National League's case that no other league in the world plays without the DH?
No, because no other league anywhere. Mike, I know why they do it in Little League, because they want to give the extra kid a chance to swing
the
bat.
High school, college,
maybe they do the same thing there, so the kid gets a chance to swing the bat. Maybe they do get the 10 guys in the lineup so they can have 10 guys play. I mean, there might be a variety of reasons of why they do it.
But the American League plays the universal game of baseball because they play the game of baseball that everyone else in the world plays. The only one who plays that game is the National League.
But the purest way to play the game is the National League way. There's no argument.
I don't know where that's written.
Because the game was invented, Mike, with no DH.
But it was invented with the idea
that the pitcher would hit, they played it that way for 150 years.
Should we get rid of a lot of other things? Maybe we shouldn't play at night, or maybe we shouldn't play wild card.
Well, again, that's, you bring up different scenarios now. I mean, that's okay. Now you're throwing a different scenario.
There are people who would argue that. The way you evolve every sport. You make rules.
How is DH involving?
Where does the evolve come in? Well, you added to it more.
So a 35-year-old guy can hit? What's the point? Let him go play defense.
You take a weak hitter out of the lineup. Right. What you do is you make the lineup 9 real hitters, not 8 real hitters.
But do we have a specialized server in tennis where
nine
he just goes in and
hitters.
Serves and the other guys go out there and hit the ball? Because
you do have
he's a good
guys,
server?
You have specialized guys in other sports.
But that's the way the sport's been played that way forever.
But so this sport
baseball
was
not played like this forever. But that's the point I'm trying to say.
It made a change, just like football.
Well, American League made a change. The National League did not.
But then all of the other baseball played in the world changed. Everything but the NL changed.
Well, again, we've explained that. I
don't think we've explained it.
You don't think so?
No.
If I was a minor league franchise and I had a lot of prospects, I'd want the DH. If I own the franchise, because I want that kid to hit. Having the pitcher hit's not going to help me build my program. If I have the young 19-year-old kid out of high school I just drafted in the 25th round, and I can get him 4 swings every night, that's going to help his development.
How do you know that those leagues just don't think it's a better game having 9 hitters?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's their reasoning, but I mean, maybe they do. I don't think that's their reasoning. I think their reasoning is it gives more of their players who they're trying to groom to be big leaguers a chance to perform. Having the pitcher take 4 swings is not a big deal.
The one point that you can make that makes it a fair argument is you do have many pitchers who are automatic outs.
Well, that's been that way for 100 years, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. Having to face 9 real hitters can sometimes be more interesting.
Not to me. Yeah, but you know what?
It depends. That's why I said I think it's a fair debate. See, the NL people don't treat it as a fair debate. To them, it's not a debate. To the American League people, it's at least, I think, a fair debate. To the NL people, it's not even a debate.
But, you know, the idea that Wong got hurt because there's no DH in the National League is absurd. He's a baseball player running around the bases. You should be able to do that.
It is absurd. You're right. But the one thing that is stupid is these guys can go their whole career except for 2 or 3 games when they don't do this. Their whole career.
I think Hank could have a much better argument if Wong got hit trying to bunt
absolutely.
And broke his hand.
Hit by a pitch.
That's a different story, but that didn't happen.
No.
He ran around the bases.
And he didn't explain it well. But you know what? They are specialized, and this is not something they do. Now, I do not think for 1 second that injury was caused by him running the bases.
Right.
But I do understand that is what him going anywhere near the batter's box now is a very strange thing for him. And you know what? Maybe they shouldn't have to do that. Maybe they're in these internet games. Maybe their pitcher shouldn't have to hit.
Yeah. He got hurt running. To me, is a little different. But if he got hurt hitting.
Radio.com.
Hi, Mike and Chris. Steve in New Jersey is up next. Steve, take it away, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hello, Steve.
Listen, I want to call in about the DH. I got a point to bring up. Number one, up until and through high school, one of your best hitters, 99% of the time, is your pitcher.
Pitching, shortstop, yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you really can't include that. And even so, in a lot of Division I programs in college. That the pitcher does.
Okay, I agree with that. Okay.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
Alex in Bedminster. Alex, what's going on?
Dog, you mentioned La Russa and Torrey talking about how the National League strategy is harder. How come you didn't mention Buck Showalter, who said the American League was harder than the National League? Because in the National League, the moves made for you. Case in point, Friday night when against Houston, the Yankees in the sixth inning, they had to take him out. So that's not strategy. It's just a It's an easy move to make. It's done.
I did not hear Buck say that.
Here's the perfect thing. If you're down 3-2 in the seventh in the National League, and your guy, you got a runner on first base, you have to pinch hit your pitcher.
In the
American League, you have to decide when your pitch is shot. It's not based on offense. It's based on his pitching. So there is a difference.
Well, let me ask Alex.
There is other strategy, Alex, that the National League gets, the American League doesn't get.
Two-out playoff game. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Your pitcher's pitching a 4-hitter through 7 innings. 2-out, bottom of the seventh, and your pitcher's up. You pinch it for me.
Oh, so you're going to bore me through an entire season of National League baseball because of a scenario that could happen
the American
in the
playoffs? The American League, these 4-hour games, 15-14, are that exciting?
Stop. Please.
What, A's Seattle? A's Seattle, you got to watch? I mean, come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.